What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I mean, a bad loss on national television for the Blackhawks. We're going to recap their shutout game against the Colorado Avalanche. We're going to break that down and more. We're also, with the Blackhawks, going to have some key takeaways from this game and look forward to their game this weekend, which could be a win against the Columbus Blue Jackets as well. So we're going to be looking forward to all of that and more right here on Full Press Blackhawks. Let's get into the matchup right away. 5-0 loss to the Colorado Avalanche. It started off, the Blackhawks gave up a goal in the first period, and then after that, giving up three more goals in the second to put them down 4-0. And then Nathan MacKinnon kind of caps it all off in that one to put them up 5-0 in that one. This was just horrible game overall. Let me give you the stats real quick. Shots on goal for Colorado, 34. Then you had shots on goal for the Blackhawks, 24. 57.4% the faceoff percentage for the Blackhawks. They won the faceoff battle while Colorado had 42.6. Power play, they did give up one in that one. The Blackhawks did, which was bad. They gave 100% on one chance that they did. We had one chance, didn't score in on that one. Equal in the penalty minutes at 7 apiece. Equal in the hits at 18 apiece. 17 blocks for the Chicago Blackhawks. You had 10 blocks for the Colorado Avalanche. 0.8 5-3 for the Blackhawks, and of course 100% overall for the Colorado Avalanche in their shutout. Look, Petr Mrazek was here in between the pipes. I mean, he was struggling overall. We couldn't really get to the goal, I feel like, at all. Like, their defense was just solid against the Blackhawks, and you can overall tell, like, no pluses in this game at all. Look at this. Joey Anderson in his plus-minus -1. Connor Bedard, -3. Colin Blackwell, -1. Jason Dickerson, -1. Nick Foligno, -1. Philip Kurashev, -3. Seth Jones, -2. I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on. No positives at all. If you want to look who had the most shots on goal, Connor Bedard only had one shot on goal. Colin Blackwell had two shots on goal. Ryan Donato had two shots on goal. Joey Anderson, one shot on goal. Nick Foligno, one shot on goal. Tyler Johnson, one shot on goal. Philip Kurashev, no shots on goal. These are key Blackhawk players, by the way. That's why I want you to know that. And then the most I felt like we had the shots on goal was actually Kevin Korchinski. He had five shots on goal, and then Seth Jones had three shots on goal. So that just shows you it was the whole defense that had the shots on goal, which is horrible. Let's be honest. That's a horrible stat overall if you're looking at that. It doesn't help you at all, and it showed. It was just bad in this one. They said in that game, too, was reported that Connor Bedard was punching the boards. You had Petr Mrazek yelled at his defensemen on everything else. They was poorly played in that blowout loss. Reese Johnson said this about the Blackhawks' frustration towards each other in that shutout. That's definitely something that can't happen. It's fine being frustrated, but you have to channel that. We got to maybe address that and move on. So it's definitely some trouble going on in the locker room because they're frustrated with this losing. It's different when you lose and you have close games and you're like, ah, we just missed one. But the fact that, you know, you're getting blown out on national TV, it's quite embarrassing overall. And it showed in this game. I mean, look, you couldn't really get to the nets in the goal at all for the Blackhawks. The offense was non-existent. They really keyed in on Connor Bedard. The others couldn't do anything. This is deja vu all over again. Look, teams like this, you expect them to probably lose. However, it's the way you lose is the way that this hurts this team overall, because it was just a poor performance and it looked like they put no effort out. And this time it showed even worse because, I mean, they did care. They're yelling at each other, you know. And, you know, I can understand Petr Mrazek. You can't get frustrated like that. But sometimes when you get an extension, you actually feel responsible for the way you play. You feel like you got to part of leadership. Like, man, I got this extension. I have to be one of the leaders. You look at it. Nick Foligno, Jason Dickerson, Petr Mrazek. These players are the ones that got extended. So they all feel like, you know what? We have a role here outside of Connor Bedard to be veteran leadership kind of on this team. So yelling at players, that's probably not the way to go overall. But I can understand the frustration because the defense was horrible too as well. Let's be honest. I mean, the offense wasn't good, but the defense was bad too. And it showed in this game, and that's why they lost this one. All right, let's really break this game down just a little bit more in this one. With this loss now, after getting blown out, this is the eighth time this season that the Blackhawks got shut out. So that's pretty bad overall. They haven't won a single game this season when giving up at least four goals. So you score four goals on the Blackhawks, you pretty much win that game. They are 0-25-2 in that right now. So that's horrible. And look, if you get three on them, they're pretty much 500 in that one at 15-15-3. So that's something you got to take note of overall in this one. The only period that you would say that was decent was the first and the third. Let's just be honest. They gave up one goal in the first, which it was like 1-0 going into the second. That wasn't bad. The third, they gave up one goal too. But by that time, let's be honest, they're getting blown out. It's already 4-0 going into the third period. So I really probably shouldn't give the third. It's just really they gave up one goal. The second period is when all hell broke loose. I mean, they gave up three goals in that one. The last one came with 1.7 seconds left. And when that happened, let's be honest, it's 4-0, seal the deal. You already know they score more than four goals, they're going to lose that game. So, you know, the fact that the Colorado Avalanche, why it's kind of frustrating, it ain't like they just dominated overall. You could say Colorado didn't even play their best game. It was just sloppy defensive plays at the end. And that's why I think the frustration came out. And, you know, this was a home game. So that even sucked even worse in this one for them. So that was like kind of frustrating overall. You're seeing players yelling at themselves. It was just bad in this one. Kevin Gorshinski would probably get my star of the game. Normally I'm supposed to give out three, but I can't. There's no one else. I'll just give it to Kevin Gorshinski because he had the most shot attempts in the game. Like, so I would just give him the credit of that. He matched the season high, so he'll just get that. But I can also say he played horrible on the other end because his defense was bad. So, like I said, it goes both ways. You know, you had Petr Mazury getting upset. You had Connor Bedard, who's a great player. You know, he wears his emotions on his sleeve, which, you know, but it really shows, especially on national TV, the fact that they had a failed power play in the second period, giving up one of those. He pretty much broke his stick. You saw him frustrated. It was just bad overall. I mean, I don't think no line was really good out there at all. So it was just bad. So it just sucked overall. McKinnon, he did score for the Colorado Avalanche a goal, and he added an assist. So now he hit the 100-point mark this season. He's on pace to finish with 134. So now people are saying, is he the front runner for MVP? I would say right now, for me, he is. So it's between him and Connor McDavid to me. You had Caleb Jones. He was a healthy scratch for Colorado. If you don't know who Caleb Jones is, he played with the Blackhawks last season with his brother Seth Jones. So it's looked like he's not getting enough time, you know, on that Colorado Avalanche team, which makes sense. I mean, he was one of the better players, I guess, for one of the worst teams overall in the NHL last year. And now you're on a team that can kindly contend for a Stanley Cup. And if you're not pulling your weight, you're out of here. So, and we got to give you an injury update. Andreas Antetokounmpo, he finally came out of non-contact jersey. He's been practicing for the last few days. Remember, he hasn't played since November 9th. It's still unclear if he's going to play, but he's getting out there, so his return is probably soon, but time will tell. All right, guys, they got a game tomorrow at home against the Columbus Blue Jackets. This could be a game they could win. Look, right now we're on a 5-game losing streak while the Columbus Blue Jackets are on a 2-game losing streak. Last 10 games we've been 1-6-3. They've been 4-6 during that period. Now the Columbus Blue Jackets already beat this team. They have a record of 19-30-10 while we are 15-40-5. Now look, this team currently right now is 23rd overall in goals scored. Right now averaging 2.9, they allow 3.4, which puts them 30th. We allow 3.3. So we're 27th. We're dead last in scoring, okay? Point differential in each one of this, we're second to last at 31st. They are 28th overall. Power play percentage, we're 31st. Second to last, they're 28th at 14.9. Penalty kill, they're 25th. We're 24th. Save percentage, we're 27th. They're 28th. And faceoff percentage, we're second to last at 31st. They are 26th. This is a game they can win. You got to watch out for Jenner on the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's the guy I would probably key in on. He's their leading goal scorer with 20 goals. I would say he's the one you got to key in. This is a game that you cannot come in with that same effort with Colorado. And I don't think they will. I think this would be a little bit closer. This game could go into overtime. But I feel like they could pull out a win here. They really need a win to start off this month right. If they can't get the win here, it's going to be tough along the way, because right after this, they got to play Colorado again, and I think they're going to put up a better effort. But a game like this, you want to go in with some momentum as you're heading into Colorado, not on a losing streak. You got to win, and you kind of got that monkey off your back. But we're going to recap that game and more right here on Full Press Blackhawks when we get back. We're going to recap the weekend game with the Columbus Blue Jackets, and we're going to preview the another matchup against the Colorado Avalanche. We're going to do all that and more. I'm Brandon Fryer. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks.